Good morning. Welcome to Osage. Let's stand together and begin our worship time together. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a few announcements here. First thing, Children's Committee will meet after church here in the front. January 8th. Oh, that's tonight, my bad. Tonight we'll continue the Revelation study, starting at 6. January 12th, that'll be the deacons meeting at 7 p.m. Business meeting on the 15th during the evening service. January 22nd, that'll be our Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And then on the 23rd and 24th, we'll be going down to the Evangelism Conference in Geyer Springs First Baptist Church. We'll leave here at 9 on January 23rd, and we will be back evening of the 24th. If you'd like to go or have any questions about it, you can get with Brother Lanny, and he'll let you know. I believe that's it. Will y'all pray with me? God, I pray, thank you for all you bless us with, Lord. I pray for the service we're about to have today, God. I pray you just give us the ears to hear, God. God, I pray you just be with us this year and watch and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Would you stand with me? He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names. blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the His blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah.
Of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. And we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons. And by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God. Breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. We call out to dry bones. We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. We call dry bones, come alive. We call out to dry bones, come alive. Come alive. Come alive.
For this worship service, it became an impression to me that there's perhaps many people here this morning who have struggled to keep hope alive, like that song just talked about. There's a dream that you once had that was dashed, and it just seems safer to you now not to try, not to believe anymore, to sort of keep what you got and circle the wagon, so to speak. And that's what this next song is about. It's about us serving a God of new life, new beginnings. New starts, new where he breathes resurrection into hopes that we thought were long dead. people that we thought were unreachable, circumstances impossible. So I hope the song ministers to you. What you can do, oh God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things possible. There's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. Let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already won. God of revival. You rose in victory, and now you're seated forever on the throne. So why should my heart fear what you've defeated? I will trust in you alone. 'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move. All things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already won. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the sick. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground.
Oh, God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already won. Come awaken your people. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. A God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. There's no prison. There's no prison wall you can't break through. No mountain you can't move. All things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise. No soul that you can't save. All things are possible. All things are possible. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to of glory, I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
We're delighted you're in the Lord's house with us today. Thank you for coming. There's a visitor's card there in the pew in front of you. If you're with us for the first time, we'd like for you to fill that out and drop it in the offering plate that we might have a record of your visit. Our young man will come now to receive the morning offering. One of our men will lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity that's given us to come and worship you in song and study your word. And Father, as we count our blessings this morning, as we begin a new year, we just pray that we will commit ourselves to a greater work, that we might walk close to you more closely and more committed than ever before. And Father, as we worship you with our tithes and offerings this morning, we just ask that you bless the gift and the giver. These things I pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're taking care of children's church this morning. We're going to give you an opportunity to take your group and can't expect you to do what God has called you to do unless I'm doing what God has called me to do. And this is going to seem a bit strange to you today, but I've been struggling with this about the last 15 minutes and arguing with God. But I want to pray for you, okay? You can keep your heads up. You can do whatever you feel comfortable with, but I'm going to pray for you. I want to pray for the folks in this pew right here. I'm going to pray that God's hand would be on them. The Lord would lead them in the direction that He would have them to go. They'd be more bold in their future. And as they take on more responsibility, as God opens doors of opportunity, that they'll step through it. I want to pray for the folks in this pew here. I want to pray, God, for their health. I want to pray for their family. I want to pray for the family that they have overseas, their children and their grandchildren that they won't get to see for a while. I pray, God, that you'd comfort their hearts and let them know, Lord, that you're in charge and that you've never stopped being in charge. I pray, God, that you'd bless their lives. I want to pray for this family here, for Max and Deanne, for the sickness that they have in their family, for their daughter, for their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. I pray, God, that they'd be spiritual leaders in their home and in the lives of their family, even when it's difficult. Lord, that you'd give them the words to say. You'd give them the heart that they need. And I pray that you'd also let them know that God's in charge. Lord, that there's some things that we'd trade places with our kids if we could. But you haven't made things that way. You've just made it so that we can pray for them. We believe that you're a healer. We believe that you, if you decide to heal, that that's how it'll be. But, Lord, that you're in charge. And I just pray, God, that you'd comfort their hearts today and let them know that everything's going to be all right, that you'll give them strength to go through the days that are ahead. Lord, I want to pray for these families here on this pew and the needs that they have, especially for Larry as he goes through this procedure that he's getting ready to go through. Lord, that you comfort his heart that he might know that you're going to take care of him. And as he said to me, that he's not going to meet Jesus until Jesus gets ready for him. Pray, Lord, that you'd comfort this mom with her children. Let her know, Lord, that you haven't forgotten about her, that you think about us all the time. I pray, God, you give her comfort in that. Lord, I want to pray for this family that's in this pew, and we pray for Monica. She's not here today. We pray that she's feeling bad, Lord, that your hand will be on her. I pray for Russell. You give him strength in the days forward to be the spiritual leader of his family. I pray for these boys. They're going to face a lot of temptation as they step out into the world. They're just right on the edge now. I just pray, God, that your hand would be on them, that you would direct their lives, Lord, that they would know from the very bottom of their heart that you're all that they need and that your hand would be on them, Lord, as they step out into the world. I want to pray for Matt and Terry, Lord, that you'd put your hand on them as they minister here at this church. Fill them with your spirit. Lord, I pray that you give Matt a freedom, Lord, to worship like he's never experienced before. Lord, that I know in my own self, I'm uncomfortable even doing this, but Lord, that you give us freedom to do what you've called us to do, Lord. And I pray for Matt and Terry, and as Terry supports Matt and as they lead their family spiritually, Lord, I pray that you'd be with them. Lord, I want to pray for this family that's on this pew here. I pray, God, that you would be with them. These kids are going to face some tough times. They're tempted as they go to school, and they put pressure on them. God, I pray that your hand would be on them as they face that pressure. And this mom and dad, God, as they raise those kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, I pray, God, that your hand would be on them. Give them wisdom, Lord, to raise their kids. Keep them in church, Lord. Keep their hearts soft to the things of God. Lord, just lead them and direct them. God, I want to pray for this family. I'll pray for Alan as he leads his family. Lord, I pray that your hand would be on him, that he'd be the spiritual head and leader of his family. I pray, Lord, for this mom. I pray that Lacey'd be given the heart that she needs to handle the things that she's going to face as these kids grow up. God, I pray that you give them both tender hearts toward you. And Lord, I want to pray for these kids. Lord, your hand would be on them. Lord, I know that I don't know what kind of pressure it is to be a teenager in this world that we've come into. From what everybody tells me, it sure is tough. So God, I pray that you would empower them as they face the days before them, that they'll stand strong for the Lord. Your hand will be on them. I want to pray for David and Priscilla as they follow the Lord's lead, as they are leaders here in this church, as Brother David serves as a deacon, Priscilla serves in so many different capacities, some of it just loving on people. God, I pray that you keep their hearts tender. Lord, I pray that you give them strength to keep going on, that you give them wisdom as they follow your lead, and that your hand would be mighty on them. They've got a big family, and they can be spiritual heads of that family, to give that family encouragement. They're the example that their kids and their grandkids will be following. Lord, I want to pray for the ones in this pew for Charity. I want to pray for her health. Pray, God, she's so faithful to you. And I'm so thankful for that. I pray that she'd get encouragement out of, that she'd just know that other people are encouraged because she's here. And that it's difficult for her sometimes, but she comes anyway. She's faithful to you. Pray for Don and Cherie and the kids. Margie, as she follows your lead here and she's faithful to come and be a part of what is going on. Pray for these children as they grow up. Your hand would be on them. Your blessing would be on them. I pray that you'd make warriors out of them, Lord, that they grow in your word. And that as they share, as Don and Cherie shares your word with them, when they have their quiet time, that they take that word to heart. I pray for this couple on this pew. They enter into this life that is before them. I pray that you give them wisdom about how to make decisions, and that your hand would be upon them. You guide and direct their life. You'd fill them with your spirit. I pray for this family on this pew. I'm going to pray for Tony. He's the head of this family. He's done a good job raising his kids. Lord, I pray that he'd continue. Kelly, that your hand would be upon her. I pray for Dalton and Erica as they take a lead here among the young people. God, I pray you'd fill him with your spirit, that he'd be strong. Lord, in times that he wants to quit and throw in the towel because they're hard to deal with, I pray that you'd gird him up and that you'd strengthen him. Erica'd stand right there and push him forward, keep him strong in the Lord and in the things of the Lord. Lord, I pray for Mike and Pam and Miss Ivan and David. Lord, I pray for their health. I pray for your well-being in their life and comfort, strength in their life. Let them see what a need they are at Osage Baptist Church and how we need them. And how much they strengthen us as we watch their lives. I pray for these boys, Don and Caleb, Debbie. They work in this sound booth. I just pray, God, that there are going to be times they don't like it. I pray that you just strengthen them as they do this work, that they're not just doing it for us, but they're doing it for every place that this message goes out all over the United States. And people listening to those CDs that may not get to hear the word any other way, or they get on our website and listen to the preaching, that they'd understand what an important role that they play here at this church. I want to pray for these folks here in this overflow, that your hand would be on them. God, I pray that you'd guide their lives. Lord, that you give them direction. Let them see how important they are to your work, being men and women of God as they go to work, and they people that work next to them and know them know that they take a stand for Jesus. I pray, God, that you would be with them. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless these lives. Lord, that your hand would be upon them. Lord, I want to pray for these folks in this pew. I just pray, God, for your hand to be on them. Ben and Melinda, as they start this new life together, and we've all been praying for them and hoping for them that things would work out, and it did. And we think that your hand was in it, and you moved as the heart of the king. You move waters about the way that you'd have them to go, Lord, and we're grateful that you move those waters about the way that you'd have them to go, and it pleased all of us. I pray for Jenna and her family. I pray, God, that you'd give her direction and guidance as she takes this walk with you, as she directs her kids in the way of righteousness, the way of godliness. Lord, that your hand would be upon her. I want to pray for the folks in this pew. I pray, God, that your hand would be on them as they work. I see them on Wednesday night driving those vans and coming in here, and Jacob working all day and then coming in here and helping with the kids. Pray for Jacob. Your hand would be on him, Lord. He got a big job in front of him raising those girls. I pray, God, that you'd fill him with your spirit. Lord, that your hand would just be mighty in his life. You'd know us that he would know your will for his life as he takes bigger steps in faith and as he does more. Lord, that you'd encourage him, that your hand would be on him. I want to pray for his parents as they encourage him. I pray, God, that your hand would be on them, that you'd bless their lives. Pray for Kenny and Angie. Pray, God, that your hand would be on them and that your blessing would be upon their lives. Lord, as they give spiritual direction to their kids and now their grandkids and great-grandkids, Lord, that you'd bless their lives, that you'd open more doors for them, and Lord, that you would broaden their borders to do even more than what they're doing for you. Lord, that your hand would be on them. I want to pray for Trish and Richard as they work for you, as they're faithful to your work, Lord, that your hand would be in their lives, Lord, and they would sense your presence and power in their life and know, Lord, that you're real. Your hand is mighty in their life. Lord, I want to pray for the Woods this morning. Pray, God, that your hand would be on them. I'm thankful that you've brought them here to Osage to serve with us. And I'd pray as you continue to open doors for them, that, Lord, that you just continue to bless their lives. I want to pray for their son that they're concerned about. I pray, Lord, that you guide and direct. I just pray that they might feel comfort right now in their heart to know that you haven't stopped trying, that you've not thrown in the towel, that you hear their prayers, and that you love them, you love their son, you love their family. I pray that as they're examples to their kids and their grandkids, that you would just bless their lives, that they might be faithful to you in serving you. You give them strength. I want to pray for Miss Willie Pearl. I want to pray, God, that you would strengthen her. I want to pray, Lord, that your hand would be on her. God, that you would bless her health, give her strength to continue on, and that she'd be encouraged because your hand is on her. Jeannie and Don, that you'd bless their lives. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them here to Osage to be a part of us. And I thank you for their ministry, and I just pray, God, that you would continue to open doors for them in a greater ministry. I pray for their kids and for their grandkids, that your hand would be on them, Lord, and they'd feel and they know that you're God. You make all the decisions. You're in charge. Gene and Debbie, I pray for you. I lift you up as you go through life, and as you're the spiritual head and leaders of your family, your kids and your grandkids are looking to you and seeing your faithfulness and how you love the Lord. And I just pray, God, that you would continue to be with them, Lord, that you'd fill them with your Spirit. I want to pray for Teresa and Vic. Pray, God, that your hand would be on them. And thank you, Lord, for bringing them our way and being a part of Osage. I just pray that you'd open more doors of opportunity. I pray that you'd be with Mick as he travels all over the world. You give him strength. Lord, you keep them close to you as they are spiritual guides to their kids and their grandkid now. I pray that you'd be with that grandchild, Lord, and they'd be able to help bring it up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lord, I'm so thankful for Roger and Holly and the example that they set. Lord, they're just always, we can depend on them. Well, I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that you brought them to Osage Baptist Church and they're a part of our family. They're such an inspiration to us, and they're just there, always ready to help, lend a hand, do whatever needs to be done. I just pray, God, that you would continue to open up greater opportunities in their life to serve you in a greater way. I want to pray for their kids, their grandkids. Lord, I just pray that you'd bless them, your hand would be upon them, and as they follow you in the things of God, Lord, that your hand would be mighty upon them. Lord, I want to pray for this family in this pew. I especially want to pray for these teenagers. Lord, and the trouble that they are going to face as Christians, none of us want to even think about. But Lord, I pray that you'd make warriors out of them, that they would absolutely stand firm for God in whatever is going on in their life. I pray for Todd and Laura. They are spiritual leaders of their family. Pray, God, that you give them wisdom about what to do. They're, as they make decisions in the future, that it's always your hand that they follow. They always listen to your word, do what your word says. I want to pray for Benny and Deb. I pray, God, that you'd be with them. I want to pray that you'd bless this union, this marriage. I want to pray, Lord, that you give Benny wisdom as he needs it. Be the head, to be the spiritual leader, to always take a stand for Jesus. I pray that you give each one of them the energy and the spirit that they need to follow you. Your hand would be upon them. Lord, I want to pray for Travis and Pansy. Lord, I want to pray for their health. Pray for wisdom as they, Travis continues to deal with the doctors. And Lord, that you give him wisdom about what to do. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you brought Travis and Pansy here to Osage. And the witness that they have in their family and among us are always, always giving a testimony about how God has changed their life. And every one of us need to be doing that. And Lord, we're just so thankful that you have done that in their life. God, I just pray for your healing. But Lord, if you choose not to heal, then Lord, I pray for strength and grace. I pray for your grace to be upon their lives, Lord, and touch them, lead them. I want to pray for this family on this pew here. Lord, I want to pray for Gary. He's be the spiritual head and a leader. It takes a bunch. It takes a lot to do that. God, I pray that you'd fill him with your spirit and put your hand on him as he talks to his kids and his grandkids about Jesus. As he leads this family and encourages this family to do what's right, to be in church, to follow your will, to learn about you. I pray for Carol. I pray for your continued healing in her life. And thank you, Lord, that she's always given a testimony about you and wherever she's at. And I just pray, God, that she'll continue to do that. And you would even open greater doors and give her greater strength, Lord, to do more. You'd bless her life. Pray for Joel that he's got an opportunity there where she works to share Jesus with a lot of people. I pray she'd do it, that you'd give her strength to it, that you'd lay it on her heart, that you'd bring people into her life all the time, and that you'd nudge her and say, that witness to this one, talk to this one about Jesus. I want to pray for Renee. I pray, God, that your hand would be upon her. I want to pray for her family. Lord, she got a big load, a lot on her plate. A lot of times most of us don't even know what other people are handling, how much stress they're under, how their heart hurts for their kids and their grandkids, and they don't know what to say or what to do. I pray that you give her strength. I pray that your hand would be on her. She goes to work, Lord. She has the opportunity to share Jesus with those folks there at Tyson on a daily basis. I pray that you'd nudge her and say, talk to them. Tell them about Jesus. God, I pray that your hand would be on her. I want to pray for Tom and Tina. Pray, God, that you'd bless their lives. Lord, that you would, your hand would be on. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Tom and Tina to our church. They mean so much to us. Lord, a lot of times we're not able to share our love like we want to, and we don't know how sometimes to tell people how much we appreciate them and how much we love them. I just pray that Tom and Tina would feel that love right now, that they know that this church loves them. And that we're with them in the hard times and the good times, and that we're so thankful that they became a part of our family. We just pray your hand would be on them, and Lord, that you'd open up greater opportunities for them to share Jesus with folks around them and in their neighborhood. Lord, I don't know how to start with this lady. I love her so much. She's got so much on her plate, dealing with me mostly. God, I pray that you'd empower her, you'd strengthen her. Lord, as she constantly witnesses and shares you with the family and with her co-workers, you'd fill her with the Spirit, Lord, to empower her to do that you've called her to do. Thank you so much for giving her to me, giving her to Osage Baptist Church. Just pray, God, that your hand be on her. Lord, I pray for this church. God, I'm just trying to be faithful to what you called me to do. And I don't know anything else to do. Lord, I pray that you might broaden our borders. But Lord, more than anything else, that you might fill us with your Spirit. That these dry bones would come alive. And that we'd have revival. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Jacob, would you go to the microphone? This will conclude our service. Tonight, we'll continue in the book of Revelation. Next Sunday night, we're going to have business meeting, and we're going to have beans, not this night, not tonight, but next Sunday night. We're going to have beans and potatoes. Taters, excuse me. Beans and taters. And everything that goes with it. So come and be a part. I want us to have more at the business meeting next Sunday night than Osage has ever had. And in order for that to happen, you'll have to come. Jacob, dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today. Just thank you for everything that you bless us with. I just thank you for this church and this church family. Thank you for this pastor that sets a good example for us and gives us something to watch and to see to guide us on. I just pray that we'll keep our eyes on you throughout the week, dear Lord. And I just pray that you'll just keep us safe as we come back next week. In Jesus Christ, pray.
Amen.